back to our last segment. I want to thank ESPN Primetime's Merrill Hodge, USA Today's Larry Weissman, and, of course, James Jones. James, we haven't even talked about Steve Nash. The guy's averaging 10.8 assists a game. He's a career high, 20.5 points. He's actually doing more minutes than last year, but people are saying that follow the Suns, that with Amari back and with Leandro Barbosa playing the point from time to time, it's taking some pressure off Steve, and he can relax and enjoy a little bit more.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Steve's been going at full tilt for the last 2 years, and he doesn't show any signs of slowing down. I mean, it's amazing when you think of a guy who's won two MVPs. You go into practice every day like there's no way he can get any better. Like, he's already, you know, two-time MVP, but yet still, every night, every game, he comes out and does something amazing that has you saying, man, he must practice that, you know, a million times, when actually he probably rarely practices at all.
Actually, the paper here in Phoenix was saying, you were saying that it's a 40-foot pass, and he hits Rajah Bell right in the numbers against Dallas. You know, so that must be fun to watch a guy. And it's certainly, I was worried when he cut his hair, that maybe he'd be like Samson and lose some of that, but that hasn't been the case.
Oh, I'm glad it hasn't been the case. If it had, we'd probably be trying to find some glue and patch it back up.
Hey, one last question, James, before we let you go. The new ball. I mean, we've heard a lot of bad things, and some good, but mostly bad. What do you think about the new ball?
I mean, I don't like it, but, you know, it is what it is.
It's slippery, isn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. It's like playing with a plastic bag, I'll put it like that. I mean, you just get used to playing with the leather, and, you know, every other sport has it. Baseball has it. Football has it. And we're playing with rubber, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
I just don't understand how saving, you know, maybe $50,000 a year per team is really what the game should be about. It should be about quality of the game. And for my mind, you know, to give you guys a chance to be part of the process of selecting the ball should have been, you know, first and foremost in the commissioner's mind.
Oh, without a doubt, because, you know, the NBA, the game is what we make it as teams and as players. And we want to put a great product out there. No player wants to go out there and play with a product that's going to make them look bad or make the game look bad. So we would like that, but it didn't happen, and all we can do right now is just try to make the best of the situation.
And you are. Thanks for joining us, James. Good luck, brother. We'll see you in the playoffs, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Nick. I appreciate it.
You bet. Bless you. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline, Sirius Satellite. Tomorrow, golf guru Peter Kostas from CBS and Seth Joyner, our own all-pro linebacker. Thanks for listening. Go to headgamesradio.com for all the highlights.